The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoke when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around Jordan were going out to him, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children of Abraham from these stones. Even now, an axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear out the threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn in unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm not sure how I would feel listening to what John had to say today, especially if I was a Pharisee or a Sadducee, definitely not on the good part of the receiving part of his what he had to say. We also hear about John saying, "I'm not worthy to carry the one who is coming after his sandals." There's also a version of that that says, "I'm not fit to untie his sandals." And the reason I bring this up, not because, hey, I like sandals, but because at the time of Jesus, one of the things that you could not ask a slave to do was to untie your sandals. So John is saying there is someone coming who is so great, so mighty, that not even I am worthy to untie his sandals. So what is John telling us? We got to get ready. Jesus is coming. Are we going to get ready by, well, it's too late, you missed Black Friday, but it's still going on some places. Are we going to go do something else? Are we going to bring a toy for a child in need? Or maybe help and adopt a family? Are we going to go to the Advent Reconciliation Service, and as in the time of John the Baptist, repent our sins? How are we going to get ready this year? How are we going to prepare for the Lord who is coming, who is with us now? I ask you, as you go through this week, think about how you're going to prepare this year that's going to be different from any other year up till now. What is that one thing that you're going to look for that you haven't done in the past, you may haven't even thought about doing, that you're going to do this year? What is that one thing? Look for that. Pray about that. Ask God to say, "Okay, Lord, you sent John the Baptist. You said to prepare. I am ready. I want to prepare for you, but I want to do it in a way that is pleasing to you, not to me. If you ask God for that gift, God will give it to you. So keep your mind, your heart, and your prayers open, because you don't know where or how God will answer that, and what he will ask of you, and how you could prepare. For we do not know the time or the hour, but we know he is coming. We're going to prepare, we're going to celebrate, but we need to be open. We need to listen. We need to love. We need to give. As we go through this week, be aware of all these things. Be aware of how you love, how you hope, how you give, how you believe, how you ask, and how you listen to God when you ask him, Lord, how can I prepare for you this year that is different than all other years?